On the show today, we have Trellix's Chief Product Officer, Paolo Teotino, talking about their new M360 data analytics tool update. Some really cool stuff coming for credit unions, so check it out. Before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Trellix's very own Paolo Teotino. Paolo, how are you, sir?
I'm very good. Thank you, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Hey, you guys have some new announcements regarding your M360 data analytics tool, some updates actually to it that you actually embarked upon over the pandemic period. So you guys were making these changes while we're all kind of quarantined. And so you guys are like busy bees.
We're busy, yes.
So before we get into those updates though, can you give us a quick refresher on M360 for those out there who might not be too familiar with it?
Of course, yes. Definitely, Mike. So M360 is a member-centric data analytic platform that has been developed for credit union by credit unions. As you know, Trellix ownership belongs to the credit union. And essentially, it's a platform that works as a single source of truth by integrating and connecting with multiple dispersed data system used by credit unions. So we can create this common data model that allows credit union to have access to data and have a better understanding of customer, member behavior and needs, at the fingertip. So right now, as you mentioned, our 20.2 release, that's kind of the internal naming for the for the release that we just announced. We were able to kind of do implement significant improvements both in the number of connections that we were able to support off the bat, but also, in significant improvement in the way our customer can access the data which is available in M360.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah, so let's talk about some of these new features that you guys implemented in M360. One of the ones that really stood out to me was the customized dashboards. Can you explain that one real quick?
Yeah, sure. So definitely what we did as part of the 20.2 release, we were able to bring more data into the platform by adding new connector to Meridian Link, Loan PQ, and Mortgage Bot. But we also realized that bringing more data into the platform is only kind of a half of the story. The other half, it's really kind of helping our clients to be able to access the data that's going to be available into the M360 platform. And so to do so, we developed 19 new dashboards that are currently Power BI based dashboard. And in the short term future would be also, based on Tableau technology that are focusing on 5 key personas within the credit unions. So mostly C-level personas that will have access to, about 200 key performance indicators. So they can have access to, the key metrics that they need to monitor in order to run their business, as well as, more importantly, have a better understanding of customer, behavior and how the customer is interacting with the credit union. So those 200 KPIs that are currently grouped into 19 dashboard are spanning across multiple business domain. Mm-hmm. So we have KPIs that are focusing on membership, KPIs focusing on product, mm-hmm. KPIs focusing on lending, application, and finance. Those are the 5 kind of business domain, if you will, that are part of our new dashboard that is going to be offered to our new, to our M360 customer base.
Very cool. And so these dashboards, I'm assuming they, a credit union exec can kind of come in and just kind of see what's going on in one stop, screen view, right? So they can see what's going on real quickly and go, oh, wow, we need to improve there, or that's really performing well, that type of stuff. So that's pretty much the basis of it, right?
That's correct. That's correct. I mean, all the dashboard will be actually available in the App Store by Trellix. So our customer can go there, check the dashboard, download the dashboard. As I said, it's a Power BI base right now, will be Tableau in the short future as well. So they can install the dashboard into their environment. And if they like, they can customize or modify the dashboard to make it fully in line with their needs. But, we believe that the work we have done will be able to address, the vast majority of the customer needs. And this is an ongoing process because, as you, we're going to keep enhancing and keep releasing new dashboard, the more data is going to be available in
M2C. Yeah, that instant access to that data is just tremendous. It just makes things so much more efficient, and you can see what's really going on in real time. So it's really cool. Tell me about the addition of the LOS connectors as well, because you added some folks there too, right?
Yes. So we added essentially connector to the most important catalog origination systems in the industry. So MeridianLink, Account Express, and LoanSpeak Q had been added, as well as the mortgage bot connector. So those now we have a portfolio of about 10 connectors that are kind of pre-built and available to our existing customer base and future customers, of course. Mm-hmm. And they are spanning from 5 cores and 5 ancillary systems. And our goal going forward before the end of the year, we want to expand the connector from the 10 that we currently support to at least 15 new connectors.
Oh, wow.
So this is part of our effort to bring more data into the platform, coupled with our intents of simplifying access to the data that is available in the platform. So, that's really kind of, if you look at our strategy, is like bring more data, but also simplify the way, our client can get access to insights from the data.
No doubt. And you mentioned the new part, one of the other new upgrades are new partners to this, and you've mentioned them as well in your responses. Can you tell me the significance of these new partnerships?
Yeah, so I mean, the partnership program is a completely new initiative that we launched like a few months ago here at Trellens. So our intent is to create an ecosystem of partners that can deploy value to the credit union industry by using M360 as a kind of a underlying foundation.
Okay.
So we over the last few months we strike partnership with three companies. First one being Prisma Campaigns, which is providing a marketing automation tool, specifically developed for credit unions. Then the other two companies that we entered into a partnership agreement with are Flow Tracker Analytics and Profit Resources. They are two kind of business analytic company specifically focusing on credit union, and they are very well known in the industry. So our goal here is to make sure that M360, besides kind of providing our analytic capabilities, is also functioning as a platform that can enable third-party companies to deliver their value to the credit union. So essentially, we want to simplify and help credit union to fulfill their digital transformation journey. And we know that we play a major role in this industry because we can simplify the way third-party provider can access to the credit union data, thanks to our portfolio of connectors.
Indeed. And tell me about the influence the pandemic had on these updates, because obviously you guys were, again, you were working really hard during that time and still are, but what influence did COVID-19 have on these updates and actually moving forward as we get past all this as well?
Yeah, the influence of the pandemic, as you can imagine, was significant to us. But thankful, we were fortunate enough to be able to deliver this kind of 20.2 release on time and according to schedule, which is a kind of major milestone, I would say, considering the complexity and environment we were working in. Many credit unions, we had to completely reorganize, our teams, because we were used to kind of work, being like 100% in the office. And over a matter of a few days, we had to completely pivot and, have 100% of the workforce working, remotely. So that was definitely a challenge for us. But I have to say, thanks to our, business continuity plan, we were able to really do the transition in a matter of, days, if not hours. So that was a major, major challenge that we were not planning, to face. But if you allow me, Mike, I would like to really take like a few moments to thank the entire, team that work at Trellens on this major release for us, because it was incredible to see the level of dedication and support that everybody put into this, release to be able to really help the credit union to face these kind of unprecedented times. And because, we felt it was our responsibility, our duty to be able to empower them with better business, analytic and business decision tools during these challenging times. Mm-hmm. So I'm really proud of the work that the team here at Trellens was able to do, considering the complexity of the situation. So
that's
going forward,
thinking.
There should be like a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And you release. If we'll be able to change, get out of this kind of COVID situation soon.
Yeah, to accomplish something like this in the circumstances that you guys were under, all of us were under, it's amazing just to think that what has, you know, gotten done the past few months. So yeah, kudos to you and your team for getting this done as well. So yeah, great stuff. And the credit unions benefit for sure. And speaking of benefits, I mean, what's the overall picture here? How do these updates benefit credit unions? Kind of in an overall picture here. What's the benefit message here?
So the benefit is essentially that it's threefold, you know, from a credit union perspective. You know, they're definitely going to have more data into the platform thanks to a new connector. We also, you know, I forgot to mention before, but we also expanded our common data model to support digital banking domain. So when the digital banking domain and the connector that are related to digital banking will be available, then the credit union will be able to have like a complete view of how the customer is interacting with the credit unions through the digital banking systems, which, you know, as you can imagine right now, it's probably the most important systems for from a credit union perspective, because, you know, members cannot go, or they have a limited access to the, you know, brick and mortar facilities. So more data into the platform, more insights and easy access to insights thanks to the dashboard that we have developed. And then you know, more access to a vertical application that a credit union may need to be able to run some critical processes like, you know, marketing automation tool or specific vertical analytics, thanks to the partnership program that we have set in place. So, you know, we believe that the combination of these three elements, so more data, more insights, plus more, you know, simplified access to third-party, you know, solution, can really help and accelerate the digital transformation journey that the credit union are currently undertaking. And, you know, I would say that, you know, which has been accelerated by
the
COVID-19, you know, pandemic. So
yeah,
our effort here is really to facilitate and help the credit union to accelerate their implementation of digital systems.
Yeah, you took the words right. I was thinking that very same word, the accelerated digital transformation, because before we were kind of on this marathon, but now everyone's on the sprint to get their digital offerings up. And so this certainly helps out a bunch, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, that's our expectation. And, you know, the first reaction that we have seen from credit unions, you know, based on kind of the announcement of the new release, has been really, really positive. So, you know, we definitely believe that we are kind of going in the right direction.
Okay, cool. And so, and lastly here, Paolo, where can folks go to discover more information on the updates to M360?
Sure. I would say the Trellance website, www.trellance.com, is the best source of information for, you know, for concern M360, as well as the new updates with the new release. On the website, there is also a link to the Trellance App Store. So whoever's interested can actually see the dashboard in actions. Okay. So they have possibility to see, you know, the 19, you know, actually on the website, there are 45 dashboards, because, you know, we deliver 19 on top of what we had already available. And there is also, for those of you that are interested in kind of understanding more the details about the 20.2 release, there is a, you know, I wrote a blog article, which is available on the Trellance website, which is providing an overview of, a more detailed overview about the 20.2 release, but also kind of a preview, a snapshot of what we are planning to do in the upcoming release.
So, fantastic.
Anybody that is interesting, I would suggest to read
the blog. Okay. Yeah, we'll put that link in all the links in the show notes so people can get right to it. The blog, the site where they can see all the dashboards and everything. So yeah, so people can get right to it, and if they have any questions, they can call you, Paolo.
Of course. Email me, of course.
All right, Paolo. Anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, thank you. Thank you for the time, Michael. And definitely, you know, it's exciting time here at Trellance, and we're definitely looking forward to come up with new announcement and new solution that is going to be, you know, best of breed for credit union and to support the credit union movement.
Indeed, yeah. And I think the kind of the silver lining here is that I think we're in for some really exciting innovations coming up here in the next 6 months to a year based on what's happened the last 6 months. So, and you guys are right there in the mix. So it's really exciting to see what's in store for credit unions. So yeah, so I'm actually kind of excited about all this type of stuff. So
I'm very excited too.
Yeah. All right, Paolo. Well, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always, and stay safe and stay healthy, okay?
Same to you. Looking forward to meet you in person soon.
Hopefully. Oh my gosh, can't happen soon enough. All right. All right, take care, Paolo. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.